A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Samachay, Erevin 65 at the top, pagination page 129. The Gemara makes the following statement in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah with the theme that we will develop regarding wine. The Gemara says, Yochalani liftar eskala olam kulo min adin. I can absolve the entire world from judgment. Miyom shachorav beis hamikdash ve'ad achshav. From the time that the beis hamikdash was destroyed until now. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, lochin shimi nozos aniyo. Afflicted one, listen as follows, Shechuras velo miyayin. You're drunk, but not from wine. In other words, the trauma of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed was so great a trauma that you're the equivalent of a drunkard. You're drunk, but not from wine. But you have the equivalent status of a drunkard, and therefore you're absolved of judgment, things that you did, you're not responsible for, asks the Gemara, no such thing. Meisve, fourth line of the Gemara, Shikur, if you have a person who is drunk, Mekha Mekach, his transactions are valid. Memkaro Memka, the things that he sold, are sold. Avar Averesh Yishba Misa, if he did a violation, that's a capital offense. Memisimoso, you kill him. Malkus, he did an offense, that's violation that you get punished with lashes. Malkinoso, you hit him. Kalalo Shaldavar, what's the basic rule about a drunkard? Hareu kipikeach l'chol devarav. We accept him as a regular, intelligent person in a court. Ela shepata min atfila, but he's absolved of prayer. Because for tefillah, you need a certain degree of concentration. And if you're that drunk, so the Gemara says, Ma yicholani liftar, what does it mean I could absolve the entire world from judgment since the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed? Midin tefillah, all he meant was to absolve them from prayer. The Ben Ishchai in Ben Yehoyada writes that if you go back and you see his original wording, he's going to absolve everybody min ha din, from din. So the Ben Ishchai says the gematria of din is the same as three shmona esrays of a day and the ten kadeshim, kadesh, of a day. 18 times 3 is 54, and then another 10 for the kadeshim is 64, and that's the same gematria as din. And hidden in his words, according to the Ben Yehoyada, was what he was really absolving you of. He's absolving you of prayer. Now, I'm going to revisit this in a moment, but he said, I'm going to absolve you of judgment, but he really meant only a certain type of judgment, the judgment that you didn't pay attention properly during prayer. We'll come back to that. Amar Rabbi Chanina said, Lo shanu alo shlo igiel l'shechurus shalot. This is only that he didn't reach the drunkardness, that lot, that someone could come in and he doesn't know what happened. Aval igiel l'shechurus shalot, but if he reached that point, pato mikulam, then he's the equivalent of an insane individual. He's absolved. Okay. Let's go back for a moment here.
To where the Purim.
Oh, so a person on Purim, according to our accounts, should be making sure that he only gets drunk after he's davened, and he doesn't get too drunk that he won't be able to daven the next tefillah. So even if he wants to take liberties, but you take liberties in a way that you don't miss tefillah. So you daven mincha before drinking, before the meal. You drink a certain amount during the meal, and then you make sure that you're not drinking at the end of the meal, because that's when you're trying to sober up and be ready for Ma'ariv. So a person should plan himself in accordance with mitzvahs. Going back to the original statement, though, it was very far-reaching. It said, I'm going to absolve the entire world from judgment from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and then you come to me and say, well, if you're drunk, you're not absolved. All you're absolved of is you could excuse yourself that you didn't daven properly. You're trying to daven, obviously you have to still daven, but you're like a drunkard. I understand if you can't pay attention, because it was a trauma. It's tumultuous. Okay? I think the missing ingredient over here is to be aware that everything we accomplish in this world successfully is based on tefillah, based on asking Hashem for His guidance, support, help, etc. And if a person can honestly say, it's not my fault that I can't pay attention properly to daven properly, so then we're only absolving you. It's only an excuse on tefillah. But by extension, it's an excuse on everything. And if a person has trouble achieving or protecting himself from whatever it is that the wrongdoing or lack of action is, to a certain extent, it's true. I could absolve the whole world because the people who are supposed to be davening properly are not davening properly. And it all filters back to how good the tefillah is. Let's go to the bottom of the page and continue on a theme regarding wine. Last two lines. Towards the beginning of the line, Aleph Reish, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Papa, Rav Chanan Bar Papa said, Kol she'en yayin nishbach besoch mayim beso kemayim. If wine is not poured in his house like water, eino bechlal bracha, he has not truly reached the level of blessing. And the Gemara proves it from a pasuk. But the theme here is that wine is expensive, and if you don't have enough of it to pour it like water, so then you still haven't reached the level of wealth. And that's why we have a custom that by Havdalah, when we're trying to symbolize a new fortuitous week, we overflow the cup in the way of no big deal, a little extra wine, top it off. And it's flowing. It's a symbol of generosity, which is the result of wealth, of being well-to-do. They also say a beautiful Musar Vart regarding this, that any house that if something expensive is spilled, you don't react the same way as if water was spilled. Water is used to clean things up. If you spill the wine and you get all excited and it's different to you than the water, so then you haven't reached true bracha. Bracha of shalom in the house is that someone might spill the wine and you'll react the same way that a little bit of water was spilled. It doesn't faze you and you don't lose your cool. In English, perhaps that's the expression, don't cry over spilled milk. It's such an expression of don't get out of control. Let's turn the page to the top. Another item regarding wine. The second line, Aleph Reish, Amar Rabbi Eloi said, Bishlosha Devarim Adam Nikar, a person is recognized in three ways. Bikoso, with his cup, meaning what he does when he's drunk, because Nichnas Yayin Yatsa Sod, the secrets come out when he's drunk, and you find out who he really is. Bikiso, when it comes to his pocket, his wallet, you find out what kind of person he really is when it hits him financially. Uvikaso, and what gets him angry and what he does when he's angry. And those are the places that a person is vulnerable. He can put up a facade and be the most diplomatic person until these items. And when these items come up, you could really see who he really is. And some say even by his laughter, you could tell what a person laughs at, what really makes him tick. I've always felt that that's an insight into Purim, why we drink. Because we want to show that people do not change because they have wine. On the contrary, the real person comes out because of wine. Achashverosh, according to the Gemara, was a Jew hater. He was a Jew hater just like Haman, but he didn't know how to actualize it. Haman had a plan! Wipe him out! Achashverosh would have wanted to pull some other trick, but he wasn't so open. And suddenly, Esther serves him a little wine, and suddenly he's behaving himself. He says, get rid of Haman. So one would think, oh yeah, wine, sure, very natural. We drink on Purim based on this Gemara, that what's really in the person comes out through wine. Person doesn't change because of wine. And therefore the Purim story is recognized straight away as a miracle. Achashverosh could drink all he wants. All that would come out is more Achashverosh. And the fact that he instead changed his tune is an expression of Hashem's divine intervention. Yeshe Koach, have a great day.